Chapter 1. James stared at the suitcase that sat on his bed. A nervous, frustrated feeling rose up inside of him. He couldn't go back to that place. Not right now. He couldn't face his family and their calm, peaceful life as broken as he was. They would never understand. Ever since being honorably discharged from the Marines, he hadn't been able to return home. How could he pretend that his life was fine when it obviously was not? Sure, his staff sergeant said that the accident hadn't been his fault, but he knew better. There was nothing honorable about what had happened. He'd made a mistake, and lives were forever affected by that. Turning, he focused on his reflection in the mirror. He needed to get his head on straight. This was a simple trip, that was all. His nephew, Jordan, had asked for him to come to his birthday party. And even though James had tried to get out of it, his mom, Sandra, wouldn't hear of it. So, despite the warning bells sounding in his mind, he'd agreed to return to Honey Grove, South Carolina. After all, he hadn't been back since he was a kid. No one there knew what had happened in Afghanistan. His phone rang, drawing his attention toward the top of his dresser. Reaching over, he grabbed it and pressed the green talk button. "Hello?" "Jimmy." Juan, James's friend since he'd moved to New York a year ago, sounded panicked. "Juan? What's going on?" There was some static on Juan's end. James pulled the phone from his ear and checked to make sure they hadn't been disconnected. "I need you to do me a solid." Juan's voice broke up a few times.
"Okay."
"I need you to pick up Layla and bring her to the airport. I'll text you the address she should be at."
"Your sister? Why?"
There was a long pause before Juan answered.
"I can't really talk about it right now. Just please, pick her up and bring her here as soon as you can. Things have gotten dicey."
Juan hung up before James could respond. He glanced down at his phone as the screen went black. An uneasy feeling rose up in his gut as Juan's words replayed in his mind. Juan had kept his work a secret for as long as James had known him. They'd become friends when Juan had saved James's life, forever earning him James's loyalty. And even though they kept secrets from each other, it worked for them. Pushing his hands through his hair, James made his way over to his suitcase, zipped it up, and then grabbed the handle. A few minutes later, he was on the curb outside of his building with his hand up, signaling a taxi. Once he picked up Layla and delivered her to Juan, he'd rent a car and drive the 12 hours to Honey Grove. He'd thought about flying, but the thought of a confined space for that long made his chest feel as if it were constricting. He'd be lying if he said he wasn't grateful for the distraction that picking up Layla was giving him. 5 minutes later, James found himself sitting in a cab, tapping his fingers nervously on his leg. He hated confined spaces, and sitting in a car was not helping his nerves. The cab driver's incessant honking and shouting wasn't helping either.
"Is there any way we could go faster?" James asked, leaning forward so he knew the driver could hear him.
The man flicked his gaze back to James with a hint of irritation.
"Do you see this traffic?" the man asked,
waving his hand toward the cars that were boxing them in. Frustrated, James threw a 20 in the man's direction and then pulled on the door's handle and stepped out onto the road. A few cars honked as he made his way to the trunk to grab his suitcase. He was too anxious to sit in the cab any longer, and walking would probably get him to Layla's building faster. Even though Juan hadn't given him specifics, James had understood that he needed to get her there sooner rather than later. It took 15 minutes to get to the address that Juan had texted him. Glancing up, James saw the numbers 579 across the top. This was the building. He climbed the steps and pulled open a door that led into a large foyer. Along the far wall was an elevator. Layla should be on the fourth floor. After pressing the up button, the doors opened and James boarded.